Blanco Brothers, the title track from the new album, Do You Think About Me? It's on Bloodshot Records, performing Saturday night at Top Cats right here in the Queen City. Waco Brothers. We got John Boy on the phone. How you doing, John?
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. You're calling us from Chicago, Illinois?
That's correct.
My gosh, you were prompt. It was 12:29 our time, and you called right there, a minute ahead of time. I thought you rock and rolled.
I'll be
supposed
sitting
to be
around
late.
Waiting.
Oh, you've been sitting around waiting for this?
Yeah, I'm in the recording studio, and the steel guitar player is playing endlessly, so. So I'm bored.
So tell us about the Waco Brothers.
The Waco Brothers is a sort of noisy, fast country band that's based in Chicago and made up of musicians from, I don't know, all sorts of different places, all people who've been in bands before. We just wanted to be in a band in the town they lived in, so.
Now, you don't sound to me like you're from Nashville.
I'm from Wales.
How did you get into country music?
Just from coming over here with bands in the 80s, you know, meeting people, and people come up to you and give you cassette tapes, you know, and stuff after gigs. And you take them away and then don't listen to them for about 3 years, and then they've got all weird stuff on them, that, like Ernest Tubb and Merle Haggard, Jerry D. Lewis, that you've never listened to before. I don't know, I just got into it like that.
So you're into Mekons when you travel around America.
Yeah.
People would give you stuff and just say, hey, man, you got this in Wales.
Yeah, we didn't
have
it. Or is
it all Dave Edmonds?
We had Boxcar Willie.
And who's the Canadian dude? Yeah, Slim Whitman. He's big in Europe, isn't he?
Yeah, but I didn't like any of that stuff, you know?
So what do you think about all this this alternative country rock becoming cool again? Do you like most of it, or do you think most of it's crap?
Well, I think, you know, it's like the media needs something to focus on, don't they? So they give it a title, and they give it many titles, but basically I think there's always been resistance to the Nashville crap machine, so.
Why do they call it Americana? I was in a record store the other day, and I was looking for, I don't know, Wilco or something, and it's like, oh, that's not in the rock and roll section, it's over in Americana. I'm like, what's up with that? Why do they call it Americana?
Yeah, it's just some A&R man's, you know, they got up a genre. They won't play the Waco Brothers on Americana because we're too noisy.
And you sound like you're Australian anyway.
Australiana.
Yeah. Dude, are you traveling with horns? If people come to the Top Cat show Saturday, will they have the full blaring horn section, or will you fill it in with bass lines and guitar lines?
Nah, we don't travel with the horns. They want too much money, those boys, so.
So who else is playing with you Saturday at Top Cats?
There's a band called the Handsome Family from Chicago. A man and wife duo who are absolutely brilliant. Just got a new album out called Through the Trees, and it's like one of the best sort of country albums I've heard. But the alternative country people don't like them very much because they're too good. And then I'm doing a set of my solo stuff, which is not really solo, but it's like an album I put out this year called Skull Orchard. And it's me. I sing and write the songs, and then some of the guys from the Waco Brothers back me up on that as well.
Do you play the banjo?
I play the banjo?
Yeah.
Nah.
So you're working double duty Saturday night?
I don't play the banjo.
Well, how come, you know, they talk about this young country thing. They say, he likes old Waylon and he likes Van Halen, he's young country. But the young country music doesn't seem to be country, but a lot of these bands such as, you know, the Waco Brothers, and some of these other bands we've mentioned are Americana, whatever that means, you know?
Well, it's like, I think country music's taken a turn for the worst. There's a lot of people playing country music who just listen to Wings and the Birds and Bread and stuff like that, you know?
That's not country.
I know, but that's what Garth Brooks grew up listening to, you know? And I think there's a lot of bands, there's a lot of guys out there working, like Merle Haggard, who can't get on the country radio, you know? I saw Merle Haggard play in Chicago, and like there's some big country station introduced him and sponsored the gig, but they don't play his records on the radio.
No, that seems wrong to me.
Yeah, you know, I think it's stupid because Hank Williams can't get on the radio. So.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Well, he's still better than Garth Brooks.
A lot of times these dead guys, they'll play records by dead guys because then you don't have to pay royalties anymore.
Exactly. Well, I mean, like XRT in Chicago, it's a good radio station, but if they play The Doors one more time when I'm driving home, you know, to drive me crazy.
Well, sometimes I think these record companies will put a price on somebody's head and actually execute a murder like Jimi Hendrix or something, because when the guy's dead, you don't have to pay royalties anymore, and you can make millions off the back catalog. You repackage it, you put a new album cover on it every year, you find an old BBC recording to release, and you don't have to pay the guy a dime for his music.
So I better watch my back, he's saying.
Especially if you start selling records, yes, you bet. Look at Kurt Cobain.
I'll probably sell more, Dad.
You don't think Kurt Cobain really killed himself, do you?
I know. It was a hit.
Yeah.
The new record, Do You Think About Me, it's kind of in between an EP and a full length. What is this, 10 songs, 31 minutes?
It's a casual album.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, is it the same price as a full length record?
No, it's cheaper.
Good.
Well, that's nice. More bang for your music dollar that way.
Yeah.
On the inside, it says Waco Brothers, end of phase one. Does that mean you're going to be like Robert Fripp and move on to phase two in a couple of years?
I don't know if we've just worked out what phase two is yet, but we kind of... I mean, I think that's just a reference to this whole alternative band, country bandwagon getting a bit full. There's a lot of bands out there now that I don't think are all that great, and I don't really want to be...
Like who?
Like who? Oh...
Who sucks?
Come on, who name
who
them?
Sucks? Nah, they all suck.
You like Wilco?
Yeah, I like Wilco.
What
actually,
about Sunvolt?
I think they're doing the same thing. They're trying to distance themselves a bit from... There's a lot of bands just like, you know, dressing up in the gear now. And I don't like bands that kind of make fun of country music.
Nobody does.
No, I don't like that.
So what can we expect at the big show Saturday? You guys go crazy with the lasers and... flashing lights and midgets and buckets full of pig's blood?
Midgets?
Mm-hmm.
I think the midget's going to a wedding this week. But the pig's blood, yeah. Yeah. There'll be some pig's blood.
Lasers, fog machine, or just straight ahead rock and roll?
It's just straight ahead, like, you know, kind of oppressive sexuality.
Now, Rob, this dude just said he doesn't like bands that make fun of country music, and here you are making fun of pig's blood and midgets and saying that he's going to be like Kiss. He's going to show up in full regalia like Kiss or something. And like, it's going to be like old Judas Priest in the leather, but really, these guys are just a bunch of dudes who play good music.
I think so.
Have you ever played Top Cats before?
No, never. Last time I was in Cincinnati, I played a club on my own. Did a solo gig in Newport, Kentucky. I forget the name of it, but it was cool.
Was it a strip bar?
I think it was a kind of foofy restaurant, actually. But
York Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, foofy.
No, it was nice, though.
That's not a bad joint, that York Street Cafe. You can get a mean vegetable platter there.
Yeah, I tell you what, people came. I was quite shocked.
Good.
There was actually people at the gig. The last time we played before that, we played... People were just doing their laundry where we played, so...
I know that joint, too. This town has a reputation because a lot of bands will come through Cincinnati and they'll be like, they were just doing their wash.
I guess you're familiar with a song that Too Much Joy did called If I Were a Mekon.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think about that song? I thought it was pretty cute, pretty funny.
There's a bizarre story about that because I was having a strange experience one night at the Palladium in New York where me and Mitch, the Mekons roadie, were completely out of our brains. And we were wondering whether we should go home because we were so completely out of control. Then these guys advanced at us, pushed us into the lavatory and sang that song to us. And that was the guys from Too Much Joy, and they sang perfect harmonies of this song about how they wanted to be Mekons. We just ran away screaming. It was too much.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the Mekons named themselves after Joe Meek, the famous producer?
I wish we had.
He's pretty cool. He helped out with Telstar.
Yeah, he used to stomp his foot in the bath for the bass drum sound.
I know, that's pretty cool. That's even better than when Elvis used to sing in the bathroom.
And he shot his landlady as well.
What for?
Joe Meek went completely nuts, didn't he?
But what did the landlady do to him?
I don't know, she probably asked him for the rent, but he blew her away. Down the Holloway Road in London.
Yeah, I heard there were some bad, weird trips happening at the end of Joe Meek's life.
On the other line right now, we have a real live country music DJ. He works at Young Country, Y96, right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I believe his name is CC Ryder. Hello, CC Ryder.
Here you go and put me on the radio.
Well, what'd you expect calling a late night talk show?
It's a talk show?
Yeah.
All right, good. No, I just wanted to call and say it was a pleasure working with you again on the Action Auction there on WCET, Channel 48, man.
Well, the Action Auction is always a joy to be a part of, especially auctioning off those Ruthven prints.
Yeah, it is. I tell you, well, the Cats are my favorite.
Well, you're a big-time country music DJ. Tell me what you think the state of country music is in today, especially with all this young country music that's coming out.
Well, it's just like any music. After a while, you get the cookie-cutter stuff going on, but the real artists shine through. The singer-songwriters shine through, and they create their own, you know, stuff that jumps out at you. Now, you're talking with someone in the country band?
John Boy, he's the guitar player and vocalist of the Waco Brothers. They'll be at Top Cat Saturday night. I'll be looking for you. I'm going to buy you a beer if you're there.
Yes, they're a country band. What country is he from?
Wales.
It's a joke. It's just a playful joke. So what were you raised on?
What was I raised on?
Yes.
I don't know. Hawkwind?
Marillion?
Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash, there's
Johnny
the name.
Cash. I didn't realize Johnny Cash was country, though.
Johnny Cash?
Yeah, I didn't really know he was country. I just thought he was kind of like Elvis or someone.
Yeah, but Johnny Cash himself always thought of himself as a rock and roller.
Yeah, that was the first song I ever learned to play was Folsom Prison Blues.
All right, Johnny Cash.
Well, tell me something, C.C. Ryder. Y96 is this. It's young country, so I know you don't play anything old like Johnny Cash, but it's the sister station, the WUBE, which is the longtime country station here in Cincinnati, but I never hear any Waylon or Merle Haggard.
It is Waylon. In other words, yeah, when you said, you know, the song Young Country says, we love old Waylon, we know Van Halen. Well, I used to love old Van Halen, and I know Waylon, and he's a class act. He's a great guy, and I wish somebody would play his records, actually. We're young country, so we have to cater to those of us like you, Rob and Chris. We're raised on rock, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of the 70s rock influence in young country, and I think somebody should play Merle Haggard or Waylon Jennings.
Well, it seems to me like with a lot of rock and roll radio stations, you'll have an oldies station that'll be playing The Doors, and a newer rock station that'll be playing Alice in Chains.
Yawn.
Yeah. Well, why isn't WUBE playing some old Buck Owens records?
Well, I can't, you know, of course I can't comment on that since I work for the company now.
You don't want to poop where you eat, do you, CC?
Exactly. You don't want to do
I
that.
I think in radio these days, DJs don't have as much power as they should have.
No, we don't have any power at all. Just like the Private Parts movie, you know, where the Howard Stern's in that small Rochester station and he says DJs are, you know, we're rats, you know. We got to take what we can get. So I just work there.
You're just the voice behind the microphone.
You, our station kicks butt. We're the best sounding station in Cincinnati, I believe.
A lot
except
of high end and low
end. Of course, Rob and Chris's show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you got any other questions to ask a real live country musician and John Boy from
real
the
life,
band Waco Brothers?
Well, you know, I asked what the influences were. What brought you to the United States to play music?
My wife.
Your wife did. She's American.
She's from Chicago, so.
Chicago.
But I've been coming over here since the mid-80s with bands and, you know.
Okay.
The finest thing about America for me was just what I didn't know about it and all the music and how I could, like, wander around and go into old record stores and find stuff by people like Bob Wills that I'd never heard of.
Oh, yeah. Do you find we're as eclectic as the British?
Yes, what?
You're from England, right?
No, from Wales.
Wales, I apologize. Oh, being an Irish boy, I should know.
I thought he was from Australia, so it's all right.
So he's a Tom Jones fan. That's good. You find that it's as eclectic over here as over there? What's the big difference?
I think over there the folk tradition is like kind of mummified.
Yeah.
And over here you got like folk music happening right over. You know, like
Mary Chapin Carpenter is a big. Young country artist that's got a big folk edge. You a Mary Chapin fan?
Yeah, I like some of her stuff. Yeah, she did Passing Her Kisses, that Lucinda Williams song, didn't she?
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, that was great.
I like Lucinda Williams pretty much.
Now, do you do any of the river dance in your live show?
I really do the river dance in this Mexican bar.
Are you really the lord of the dance?
The
You're the real lord of the dance, aren't you?
Yeah, I can dance without moving. My body.
That's weird
just
looking.
Your feet. No, no body movement, just my feet.
Last time I did it, I broke a stool and had a big bloody thing on my foot.
You broke your stool? What?
I broke a stool.
Oh, a stool. I'm sorry. My
hey, CC, just because you can't be filthy on Y96, don't think you're calling Chris and Rob up. I'm going to be filthy on her show.
I have to turn my radio down. I'm sorry. I got the little bit of feedback there. I didn't understand that exactly.
Okay, great.
Tell me something, CC Ryder. Is there something you always wanted to do on the radio? that's not terribly filthy, of course.
Right.
That you can't do because Y96 is formatted. Because we could have you down to the Chris and Rob show and you could do it.
I want to say booger.
Oh, you just did.
Oh, okay, good.
Thanks, CC Rider. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, guy, again. A pleasure. I'll see you at the next Action Auction at WCET.
You bet. And you make sure to say hello to that lovely program director of yours.
You're still sucking up, aren't you?
Oh, she's a babe.
You say she is. She's a class act to work for.
All right. Talk to you later.
See you, guys.
See you.
Hey, John, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
You've played in Wales and Great Britain and all over the world. What's the difference between the audiences there and the audiences in, say, Cincinnati or Chicago?
I don't know. I think people over here have got... They like going out more. There's a weird thing in Wales where I come from. You know, it's like you get to be 30 and then you're supposed to stop going out.
Well, you listen to the BBC recordings and the audiences in England and London, they just sit there and clap. But in America, they go crazy and they take their shirts off and they jump around and show you their breasts and everything.
That's just the men, yeah. I like it in Chicago because it's like 30 clubs to go to every night with live music. And, you know, people go there to drink and... It's not like a big star thing where you've got to go and watch the band and stare at them. You know, a lot of people went... Sometimes when the Wake Up Brothers started, we'd just be playing and people were just drinking and having a good time. And, you know, I think it's nicer when it's like that.
Thanks a lot, John Boy, from the Wake Up Brothers. Saturday night at Top Cats. We'll make sure we're there and we'll be looking for you.
Thank you very much, Chris and Rob.
All right.
Talk to you
soon.
Say
hello to Michael Riley for me.
We will.
We will. Mekon Radio is Wednesday night at 10, right? Wednesday night at 10, right here on WAIF.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, John.
See you, John.
See ya.
Well, we live in a trailer at the edge of town.